It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tonight at 7:15, that's 7:15 at the Manor Theater in Squirrel Hill, the J Film Fest presents an entertaining documentary called Touchdown Israel, an exploration of the fast-growing sport of American tackle football in Israel, followed by a conversation with retired Pittsburgh Steelers defensive lineman Chris Hoke. Chris Hoke will be joining us in just a bit by phone. Also with us in studio is Catherine Spitz-Cohen. She's executive director of J Film. Catherine, welcome back. Go ahead and put those headphones on and sidle up to the microphone. How are you? Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this film. I had a chance to see a preview version of it last night, and it was a very pleasing film, very entertaining and very informative about something that really we would never have guessed existed in Israel. How did you find this particular film, Touchdown Israel?
Well, I mean, that's it's an interesting question. How do we find any of our films? I mean, you know, I've been doing this 14 years, and the Jewish Film Festival is 23 years old. So we have a process that we go through. We look at other websites. We have a network of distributors that we work with, et cetera, et cetera. So this one, I mean, come on, football in Pittsburgh, it was a complete no-brainer that we wanted to show it. And the funny thing was that I have a group of previewers that watch our films and give us their feedback. They're all, diverse group of people. And several of them said, you know, I don't even like football, and I really like this movie. It was so cute. So, yeah, we're thrilled to be showing it. And, of course, having Chris Hoke as our guest is, just a fabulous opportunity for us and for people to get to meet him. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met, and of course I hope he brings his
terrible towel.
No.
Oh, his Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out about that, because right on cue we have Chris Hoke on the line with us, a former Steelers defensive lineman. Chris, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we'll get the Catherine's question out of the way. Will you be wearing your Super Bowl ring? Do you have one or two?
Well, listen, if Catherine asks me to wear my Super Bowl ring, they will be on my fingers tonight.
Yeah, he has two. You have one from 05 and 08, right?
Yeah, actually, I played in Super Bowl 40, 43, and 45, and was on the winning team in 40 and 43. And then we lost to the Packers in Super Bowl 45, so I do have two Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget about that last one. But, yeah, they do give you a ring, win or lose, so that's an important thing that you pointed out. But of greater importance here, Chris, is you've seen this film, Touchdown Israel. What were your impressions of it?
I loved it. You know, I had some experience. I lived in France for 2 years, and American football was new in France back in 95 and 96 when I lived in France, and I had the opportunity to work with some of the French people and to help teach them American football, teach them the skills, teach them the techniques, teach them the mental part of the game. It was a wonderful experience to be able to watch how American football has been developed and grown in Israel. It was a wonderful movie for me.
And I'm curious what you made of the limitations that they have in Israel. You're talking about a league. It's not a professional league. The players aren't paid. 90% of them have never played football before. They all have full-time jobs, families. They practice only a couple times a week. So, you know, is there anything worthwhile that that can really come out of this?
Love for the game. Fun just being out there, the camaraderie of being with your other buddies, playing football, playing the game that you've grown to love. These guys didn't grow up watching football on TV, watching the Super Bowl, watching college game day on TV on Saturday mornings. These guys just got introduced to it through a buddy, showed up at practice, and fell in love with the game of football. And I love the game of football, so it was fun for me to watch these men just learn about the game. It was funny, I kind of chuckled a couple times when I saw one of the individuals on the movie. He put his pants on with his cleats already on. I've done that before. Not very easy. It's very difficult to put your pants on with your cleats on. And these individuals over there in Israel had to learn how to put their uniform on, how to put pants on, the pads on, the helmets. It was a brand new, fresh game for these people over there. And And it's exciting to see how much it's grown.
And so obviously it's something that you think is worth doing, that these guys are they're through their love of the game, they're certainly getting something out of it. But at the rate they are practicing, you know, what challenges are there in terms of their being able to develop of American football in Israel, which is a sports crazy country where a lot of sports, things that are we consider our own sports here in America, like basketball, for example, is flourishing. But the football, it seems to be lagging behind. Should we be concerned about them getting to a level of proficiency in football?
I don't think we need to be concerned about it. I mean, I think it's great that there is a growing interest in the game of football. I think, unfortunately, you've seen the game of football, as far as the youth level, the interest in football go down a little bit due to some of the current news and current events that are taking place with football. So for me, it was
like the concussion issues.
See. Go ahead.
But you're saying with regard to concussion issues.
Yeah, I mean, the talk of that, you've seen some people turn away from football. I mean, I still love the game of football, encourage my children to play football. I think there's a lot of great that comes from, a lot of good skills, social skills, personality skills you learn playing football that outweigh the risks. But, you know, over in Jerusalem, or in Israel, they're playing out there. They're going out, and they are learning this game from scratch. And the growing love for this game, whether it's out in just a field that's dirt or filled with a bunch of potholes, you know, squirrel holes in the ground, whatever you might be, they're out there and they're enjoying it. And it's fun to watch these guys. Because listen, a lot of these individuals, you know, they're busy with school, they're busy with employment, and they're trying to squeeze in time to play football. And then they're doing that because they absolutely love being out on the football field and competing. Now, as far as the growth and the level they'll get to, I don't think it, you know, I'm not real worried about that. I don't know if they'll ever grow to be a professional level, but I think if they can grow to be able to go out there and learn the skills and be able to enjoy the game, to me, that's worth accomplishing.
You know, what I took away from this was that over the last 5 years, the league has grown from, you know, the league started in the late 80s, early 90s in Israel. Mm-hmm. And so it just really was just nothing, just really nothing for a long, long time. Over the last 5 years, the league has grown from 4 teams with under 100 players to 10 teams with over 500 players. So, again, like Chris said, I'm not focused on whether it's going to become professional or not. What spoke to me was what comes from the game. And that's, you know, the values of teamwork, unity, sacrifice. I mean, these guys who have full-time jobs and families, the sacrifice that they put in, and also just the aspirations of excellence, you know, aspiring to be better than what they are. That's what really spoke to me.
You know, Catherine, what impressed me after watching the movie was to watch a country like Israel, where you have so many different cultures, so many different religions, and seeing them come together and being unified in one purpose, and that's to play the game of football. And you saw people that were of different faiths that probably wouldn't be friends, probably wouldn't be in the same area, probably wouldn't be involved with each other in other circumstances, but because of the game of football, they have come together and become great friends and have established unbelievable friendships. And that's what this game, to me, is all about. And that's one of the things that I miss about being out there on the football field and being with the Pittsburgh Steelers, is continuing to have those relationships. And I have them outside out of football, but it was great to be in that locker room and be on that field with my buddies and be able to strengthen those relationships and forge those relationships from the beginning.
We're talking with retired Steelers defensive lineman Chris Hoke and also Catherine Spitz-Cohen, who is executive director of the Jewish Film Festival, about a film screening tonight called Touchdown Israel. And to your point, Chris, we're going to play a clip from that film that explains how this league is a little different from other organized sports leagues in Israel.
The fact is that Israeli Jews and Israeli Arabs, they don't socialize enough, and so they don't know each other enough. We live in a country that there are still teams that will not allow Arabs to play on their team. One is a very, very famous team here in Jerusalem called Beitar Jerusalem, which is a leading soccer team in our country, and an Arab cannot play there because the fans simply won't allow it. There's no place for prejudice in sport, as far as I'm concerned, on any level.
It's a great message there from, that's the commissioner of the league talking about the fact that they don't exclude anyone. What we heard from that clip from a soccer match were anti-Arab sentiments being expressed. And Catherine, talk about how this is helping to bridge societal gaps in Israel.
Well, it is, just by the fact that, they don't, anybody can play. And, you know, you have Jews, Arabs, Christians playing alongside former American college players. And again, our mission as J-Film is, you know, to do the exact same thing on our scale, small, in Pittsburgh. Just bringing people of all walks of life into see a great film and bridge gaps and all be in this thing called life and work hard and work together and open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to people that may look different or act different or be different, you know, have different beliefs than you. And so, especially in this very divided political year, right. I just feel like it's so important that we all, you know, just take a deep breath and say, hey, you know, we're all in this together.
Chris Hoke, how do you feel about what the NFL is doing to make football a global sport? For example, the Steelers are planning to head to Mexico to play a game next season. What do you think of that? How would you have reacted if you were still playing?
I think the NFL has made great strides. They're doing a wonderful job of introducing football and supporting American football in other countries. You've seen, I played several years back in a preseason game in Toronto against the Buffalo Bills. They are sending teams now over to London to play in a couple football games a year during the NFL season. There is now talk of teams going to Mexico City to play a football game. For the last several years, the Pittsburgh Steelers have run a camp down there in Mexico City to help instruct coaches, run a coaches clinic, and also coach up the young Mexican football players, American football players down in Mexico City. So the NFL is doing quite a bit to make the National Football League more than just an American football league, to make it more international and to be able to support the other communities and the other countries in this great game of football.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to, I'm sure, to the attendees at the J-Film Festival to see Touchdown Israel. Again, it's a film about the growing popularity of and growing participation of the sport of American tackle football in Israel. And tonight's showing will occur at 7:15, followed by a discussion with Chris Hoke, former Steelers defensive lineman, who joined us by phone. Chris, nice visiting with you. Thank you so much for being with us, and enjoy yourself tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
And Catherine Spitz-Cohen, who is the executive director of J-Film. Catherine, thank you so much for bringing this film to our attention and allowing people in Pittsburgh to see it.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.